Okay, now we are moving on to the approval of the minutes. So, the minutes from our last meeting.
The last regular meeting,
April 11th in KC. Let's move over.
I believe we approve them. We've all had a chance to look at them. I thought they were fine.
Okay. Thank you for that. Any other? There's a motion
to
approve. Second. Under discussion before we vote, hi Marie. Under the discussion before we vote, under call for new business, number 3, memorandum from Barry Crago. I would like to suggest that we have just a little bit more clarification under that. I think it's just a wording thing, but it says, memorandum dated April 11, 2022 from Barry Crago to the Healthcare District was received regarding the question of discussing the appointment of a medical director in executive session. Mr. Crago's answer was yes, pursuant to Wyoming statute, memorandum attached. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. It is attached, and if you read the memo, but we can clear that up.
I think so. Maybe.
Yes, it was.
Answered, stated that there. Yeah, however you want to word that, just clear
I
that
would
up.
Say was yes, it was a legal executive session.
Yeah, that's good enough.
You
want to
amend your motion to approve the map?
Sure, with those
change.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second the amendment.
All right. Marie, you want to slow down a little bit? Give you a chance?
Yeah, it's fine.
Get your breath.
Keep going. It's fine.
Okay. All right. So here's what we were talking about, Marie, on the minutes. Just clarifying, even though that attachment that Barry gave us in KC, just clarifying that yes with yes, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay, so all those in favor of approving the minutes with the addition to that paragraph, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, now on to the treasurer's report.
Okay, I'm going to give you an update of where we are so far this year.
Give me another one for Karen.
Okay. Well, I gave it to
Here.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
On line 8, it said grand incomes on this, but it's really the reserve fund. It's the amount we're putting into the reserve for ambulances and equipment. But right now, We're at 10 months. It's showing us at about $377,000 required for reserve to do that. When I extended it over for the 12 months, the extension, I did not use the same percentage of increase on things that I know are going to stay the same, like the collection fees or the insurance liability. Stayed the same. Capital outlay stayed the same. Those things remained the same. I didn't expect any more to come to them. So I tried to go through and cherry pick those. So I guess what I'm saying is that right now, if things stay where we think they are, we'll be about, still have to take about $300,000 from the reserves to make our budget work this year. And it's primarily because of the COVID thing. The big items, and I think it comes up, and Carrie shows it in her ambulance reports. We had a 33% drop in the transfers, and that's where it really hurt us a lot. And then our income was way less than we projected because we estimated our mill levy at 318, and it was really 247. So those are two big items that are driving this problem. But if anybody has any questions about it, this is where we are, where we expect to be at the end. And it may not be that bad because in projecting like KC budget, I don't think it'll go, it'll increase by that percentage. But I think the district-wide expenses are probably close to what they're probably expected to be. And getting back to the April report, I think the only thing there to see is that we're 83% through the year, and we, our ambulance collections are only at 68. Taxes are only at 70% of what we projected. And the other items aren't large, but the...
Jim, could I interrupt you just
sure.
a minute? So, there are some Carrie, do you have any more PAC? I mean, we've got people out in the audience that don't have a copy of this to look at, so...
Okay, and that's not the one Jim's talking
no.
about
that's,
right now.
That's our April stuff,
sure,
so...
you can make copies.
Oh, go ahead, Jim, and I'll make
well,
some copies.
Yeah, if anybody wants copies of this, they can get it. And these, this is strictly an estimate, but I think it's probably...
Kate, so explain to me how you're getting ready to go over to the report here of our current status that we're seeing, and it's showing year-to-date revenues total $938,230, total expenses to date $1,039,337, so that's a $101,000 difference, and 75 which is a transfer over to reserves.
Yeah.
So how do we get, you know, to $377,000 or over?
I did the same thing. I made the mistake again year to date.
Forget this sheet?
Yeah.
So forget this $377,000 loss deal?
Yeah.
Also, Jim, legal professional.
Yeah.
I think we just, it's instead of $57,000, it needs to be
$5,700. Yeah, I see. I made the mistake.
Okay.
I did that in the first game, so ignore this sheet. I'll do a better job next week.
And we might make some money in the next 2 months. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, we might recover some of the income that we're missing at this point.
I don't know. You know, we talked about it a little bit before the meeting with Carrie, and the taxes, there's not, historically, when you look back on the same months of the previous years, there's not any big income from the property taxes that comes. So that's probably going to stay
about the same.
Yeah, the 520 instead of what we budgeted. Excuse me, at 367 instead of 520. There's that big difference there.
We won't get any more tax income there?
Not much. See, about 24,000 this month.
24,000 this month, and probably
maybe
something similar, unless we're going to get the
$250,000. The settlement money.
Yeah, and you can't dump that into this account.
That might come under unanticipated revenue for next year's.
Or anticipated 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And the other big one is, of course, the ambulance. We projected $450,000. We're at $310,000. So,
you know, we're doing these new reserves, these transfers. We're trying to gather some income with that. Where's that line item showing up?
That'll come in under other income.
Other income. And you right now, you've got that.
And I don't know where I didn't go back to look to see where that 34, 31 came from.
You guys, time out. I sent you a draft of what we did in KC, and in that was an added line for out-of-town
transfers
and out-of-town. We put it in two different places, and so it would balance. And I don't know if you guys, I didn't make copies of it to bring to this meeting, but that's been added to our budget.
I mean, it'll be a line item we're going to start seeing.
It'll be a line item that will...
When they start paying.
But here's my question. David, do you have any idea how much potential, from what you've seen already we've been doing, that we might add an additional income on that?
Well, since the 1st of January, this has had nothing to do with the agreement that we made, but since the 1st of January, we have had like 15... out-of-county transfers, most of those going, you know, Casper, which is a pretty lucrative run for Rural Healthcare District. And what we've billed out since the first of the year is $95,000 and some cents. So we're looking at 5 months and $95,000 that's come in, which will make up the $100,000 you think there might come from reserve. Now, have we collected all that? Not yet. But do we expect to? Yes, I do. Whenever we do an out-of-county transfer, we have the facility that's requesting us sign a document that says if the insurance doesn't pay, they'll pick up what's left or they'll pay us. And
that's
so
it.
I have that
in writing from Sheridan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
that
so,
would be good to see. Could we get a copy of that? Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
So that's, you know, it's good news. So we got another 6 months, and we have some intel that Rocky Mountain Ambulance is having a difficult time making any transfers. They've told the Sheridan Hospital that they won't make any transfers after 7 o'clock. We made one at 1 o'clock this morning from Sheridan to Billings. And so, of course, that's not in this bunch. And we had one day last month. We had 7 transfers in one day. And 2 or 3 of those were out-of-county transfers.
So I guess my question more is, though, you know, when we're doing a little experiment here, you know, to kind of see where we're at, do you have any field projection where we're going to be in this four-month period where we're doing the new agreement with you where you get 15% and how much that would have added to us?
Well, I think it's going to continue to grow. I think Sheridan looks at us as the ambulance transfer that doesn't say no. And we have, but we're really short. I'm not going to sacrifice anything to the patients of Johnson County to make their transfers, and if they, and especially if it's a WBI transfer. Now, if it's a medical transfer, you know, a 16-year-old with a ruptured spleen and they need a surgeon and they don't have one and the weather's too bad, I mean, those kind of circumstances, we'll do what we can to make it work. But so far, we've been able to cover the transfers that they've requested from us.
Thanks, Dave. So, Marie, because we're still under the treasurer's report.
Right. And so, Jim, would you explain, I know that you showed
a
large...
That sheet. I've got my XMRs and ignore that sheet.
Okay.
You can go back to this one, though.
But just to point out, we're at 83%. So our income's down. But when you look at our expenditure lines, the things that are over the 83% are not big item things.
No.
So I don't know where we're coming up with a large taking out, whatever that figure might be, out of reserves.
Well, I'll refigure that before the next month and get it to you. I did that too fast.
We'll know in another month.
Yeah. Well, it may be much more positive than hopefully.
Do you have any report for KC?
In the KC, again, they're about where we expect them to be. They're $78. And this is at 83, so they're very just a little under what they expected to use on their budget. And I don't know, but Crosby, is he still here?
Knock on wood, unless something weird happens, we'll stay under.
Stay under, good. So I guess my report is that the thing will pretty well speak for itself. We're there's no surprises. We're under on the income where we expected to be, and I don't think there's any way to change that. And now that what Dave's talking about, that additional line item, when that gets paid, I don't know how fast those get paid, but hopefully.
Yeah. Well, the mill levy caught us off guard, that's for sure. We budgeted on the basis of
that. That and COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, really did. I really don't have anything else on the Treasurer's report unless somebody wants to remark about it.
I just have a question. So, Carrie, so on those transfers, we started this, we said we signed an agreement to last until the end of June. Have we received any payments for the transfers that were done several months ago when we...
We've received minimal payments. I do have a spreadsheet that I can give you, but it's not, we've received payments on 3 of those, for the January and February and 1 in March.
Mm-hmm.
They do take a while for the insurances to get them and either pay or deny, and then Sheridan, I've invoiced Sheridan for several of them, but I've not been paid.
Okay, so we have an estimate that we could bring in $95,000, or that's what we've brought in so far.
just on, from January, that's what you've charged.
Charged.
But that's not...
And we've brought in $5,000 so far, but that's just for, like I said, the three calls that were titles that we should be reimbursed
still
by.
Still get more reimbursement from.
Well, when was the date that we started that new arrangement?
Well, January 19th.
Oh, so it was January, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, we didn't
I guess
sign
my question is, you know, like we're collecting, what, 30% of what we bill?
For Medicare?
Medicare.
Well, they have what they allow.
Yeah.
And so each insurance agency has Medicare,
I guess
Medicaid.
I'm looking for
they
percentage.
They have an allowable.
Would we look for the same percentage from these transfers?
Much higher.
It's going to be much higher.
Right.
That's
just because of the guarantee from Sheridan
and
Memorial.
Guaranteed 100%.
Because when we do a, correct me if I'm wrong, but when we do a Title 25 in this county, nobody gets, I mean, the ambulance doesn't get paid a dime.
That's correct.
So.
That's wonderful.
If the Sheridan County hospital is going to agree to pay that Title 25 cost.
Yes, I mean, with every patient, they sign an agreement that they will pay the costs that insurance does not. So,
okay,
that remains to be
seen. And that's with Buffalo EMS, that
well,
agreement?
Well, they pay Rural Health Care
but
District.
It'll be with,
and then I'll provide a worksheet where you'll see the income.
Okay.
And then at that point, at the end of June, do the 15%.
Should we have a copy of that agreement in our records?
With Sheridan Memorial?
No, I meant that Sheridan Hospital will pay the difference.
And we do that on a case-by-case, so we have one on each one. But I think Dave has been talking to the administration over there, and now that Rocky Mountain has fully... pulled out of most of the transfers, we're doing more, and I think it would be better to have a blanket, don't you agree? A blanket agreement?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the Rural Health Care District Board needs to see that, because I know it looks like we're going to be bringing money in, but I have had some complaints.
Well, the agreement would have to be with the district, because that's what we built.
Okay, right.
Well, there are ambulances too, you know, so we're saying, yeah.
I mean, billing has to
take them out, don't get paid.
Go through the district, the payment has to go through the district, so it should be with the district.
Bob, good idea. Something.
You said we had some complaints about.
Yeah, I've had just a handful, nothing major, about concern about why the Rural Health Care District would, they're paying their taxes for the ambulances to be here in Johnson County, not serving another county. Be that for whatever it's worth.
Well, I think
that's out there. But that's not in the treasurer's report. So let's move on. We'll complete our treasurer's report, and then we can maybe discuss that down the road here, okay? Please? Okay.
Yeah, that concludes my treasurer's report.
All right, all those in favor of the treasurer's report?
Need to make a motion.
Okay, make a motion.
I make a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Now, Buffalo director's report. So, Dave, go ahead and bring that up under that if you'd like.
Sorry, what was that?
It's your turn to do the director's report if you'd like to address the comments about what you were just
going to... Oh, the complaint?
Yeah, go ahead and do your director's report.
Whoever would complain, if it's a handful or if it's one, whoever would complain that we're using Johnson County equipment to make, you know, enough money to make our budgets work doesn't understand business clearly, because... If you're not making ends meet, either increase your income or decrease your cost. And what this board and what I've tried to do with this transfer stuff is to increase our income, which I've succeeded. And so anybody that complains about that just doesn't understand, you know, real basic business. In April, we had 54 calls. 11 of them were transfers. Two were to Billings, one to Casper, one to Sundance, one to Gillette, and four to Sheridan, and two to the airport. We had three nurse transfers. We had a total of 9 out-of-county transfers. 30 were in-town patients, 24 were out-of-town calls, 38 residents, 19 non-residents. We had 4 canceled calls, 8 refusals, 1 standby. 22 of them were Medicare, 3 were Medicaid, 9 were insurance, 2 were self-pay, 1 was a VA, and 5 were Title 25. And I do have another request, but that should come under new business, I suppose.
Okay.
That's as far as my report. And then if you have any questions, I'm glad
to. Dave, I think this is the fewest patient refusals I've seen on one of these reports.
Yeah, and I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah. Great.
And it just, I don't know that the community feels comfortable about calling us and we get there and they don't need us. I'd rather be called and not needed than needed and not called.
I'm just marking that there's a lot fewer than usual.
So these Title 25s, Dave, were those all out of county over there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of one in that happened in county.
Sheridan County has a lot. Okay.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Mark.
For Dave, you stated non-residents was 19. It says 16 on our sheet.
I said 16.
No, you said 19. That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
My brain turned to 16.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just clarifying.
Yeah. I'm getting old.
So.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Buffalo EMS? All right. Hearing none. KC Director's Report.
Slow in April. We had a total of 5 calls. 3 of those were standby, 2 were 911, both the 911 ended up in patient transport, 1 to Buffalo and 1 to Casper. Other than that, it's pretty quiet.
Okay. I'm just thinking whether to bring this up again or not under Crosby's report. Where on the director's notes it says standby for Bronc Riding School. Refresh my memory. I know we have talked about this numerous times, but on the standby policy, I don't believe we have a written policy. We need to get a written policy. If I recall, the board talked about a fee for people that charge. It's a money-making event versus a nonprofit in Johnson County event. And I'd have to go back and look at the minutes, but I thought at some point we said $40 an hour for standby at paid events. People were making money on these events. Can anybody?
I thought we voted to do that.
We did vote.
We wanted to do that, charge for those events.
Okay. And was it $40, right, per hour?
I don't remember about that.
I'd have to look at the minutes.
I thought it was to cover the wages.
I think it was at a meeting.
Carrie, we would have that summer, wouldn't we?
I can look.
We'd root that out.
And Dave, I thought I remember you saying at some point that just to barely cover cost $40 an hour. Am I remembering that right?
Well, I don't remember the $40 an hour, and I don't know what the,
I don't know. Maybe I just pulled that out of the air, but I was thinking that we had talked about it. And
paid events like the
40 or 50.
Where they charge like the Indian relays and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was more like $100.
$100 an hour? I know other counties are charging $100 an hour.
That's not a.
And it depends on whether they have a paramedic on standby with them or. Lower level, but I think it was like one county was 125, another county was 200. But for some reason, that 40 or 50 stuck in my brain. And
I don't remember, but I believe it was at a KC meeting.
Okay.
When they came down, and I think it was like they were asking for the Indian races, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
It was.
So, but and that was held in May.
Yeah, and that, we said make a donation to Buffalo EMS. We right. didn't mm-hmm. set a rate for them
that
to pay.
That was a bull riding, wasn't it?
It was a bull riding, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we definitely need a written policy and decide on a dollar amount that's reasonable. And because we need to let Dave and Crosby know what the board policy is, so when people come and ask them, they can say, well, this is what the board policy is.
I think we voted on that, and we need to go back to
Yeah, just look it up. I mean, we yeah. voted on it. We argued about it. Yeah, I don't want to argue it all over again.
I don't either. I just think we, okay, so we'll just have yeah. Carrie.
And then if we get Barry,
you know, I guess I don't mean to throw a monkey wrench at this thing, but you know, I've been thinking about that a lot, and we have two ambulance services we're dealing with. One is KC, it's totally separate from Buffalo, and that's the way it's been set up. And I don't know why the policy would have to be the same in both. In other words, and I'd like to hear from the KC people, okay. you know, what would work for them too.
Well, let's say, since we're under the KC's director's report still.
Yeah.
Crosby, did you have anything you wanted to add under your report as far as standby procedures?
Well, I agree with you guys that if it's they're bringing in revenue off of it, you should charge for it. But it's your guys, you bill. It's not me. It's not KC Ambulance. It's Johns County Rural Healthcare District. You need to make the policy. You guys need to come up with the rate.
Okay. So we just need to get it
written. With it.
Yeah. But Jim, why the difference? Why is there a difference between us?
Well, I'm just saying that if there's a different attitude in that community about it, and they're willing to do it, and we can afford it, that would be a consideration. But I would rather be standard, you know, for the whole thing. I mean, what we're doing, I like best.
Okay. Well, let's. All right. We can maybe discuss it under old business.
I would like to see it standard, since the Rural Healthcare District owns all the ambulances.
Yeah.
And like Crosby said, we can bill it or do whatever we, you know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's find out what we're supposed to bill.
That's what I'm sensing from the board. So we'll find out.
50, but
we'll find out. Carrie will research that, and Carrie make a note to put it on the agenda, because we're going to start having all. For the June meeting, because we're going to start having all these. Maybe if the board's okay with it, if Carrie finds where we approve the dollar amount, we could just proceed with writing the policy, because we're going to be going into the season where we've got a lot of standbys.
If we've done it, if we need to change it at the next meeting, we could do that. Okay. But let's get it out so we know what we're at least doing now.
Is there consensus with the board to do that?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Anything else for Crosby under the KC director? Okay, hearing none. Old business. 2023 financial contract with Buffalo EMS. We received a letter from Buffalo EMS stating that they received our offer and they have accepted the offer of $750,000 for this year. Fiscal year 2023. So, thank you. Is there any other discussion on that? Okay, hearing none. Moving forward. Employee handbook. We've been working on this little project for a while. And Barry and Carrie and I met a few months ago and went through things, and Barry has a do you have it with you today?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this would be the Johnson County Rural Healthcare District handbook that would address. Now, we have to make the distinction here, because this handbook would be for the rural health care district employees. We only have two, Crosby Taylor and Michelle.
So I don't know if this is big enough.
I know, well, it covers every little thing.
Yeah, and we got those two back there.
Because Buffalo EMS does their own thing, has their own employees, okay? So I just want to be clear on that. And the other thing that we have, too, is back in 2019, Crosby and Michelle came up, they put together a KC ambulance service handbook for the EMTs that work down there. So they're kind of two separate documents, one for our employee, actual direct employees, and one that the EMTs down there follow. Now, I don't know if we want to, I mean, they went to a lot of work. We conceptually approved this for, like, the EMTs themselves, and then we worked on this for our direct employees, so... Now, what's your pleasure? You guys want to take time to review this and then address it at the next meeting so you've got some time to look it over?
Yep.
Barry?
Madam Chairman, I would, in fact, I would even think we should probably do a work session. I mean, because it's fairly in-depth. There's highlighted portions in there that some that I don't think you need, but some that we may need. So Carrie did a ton of work on this and helped get a lot of the language. So this is the form I've used for the county. Jim probably remembers we worked on it when he was a commissioner, and so it's a lot of the stuff is from that, and we spent a year doing that. And then Carrie helped me get a lot of the stuff ready, so thanks to her. And then I went through and took a bunch of stuff out that we don't need, that doesn't really apply in particular to district employees, that wouldn't apply in the county perspective. And so I took a bunch of that stuff out. But we still need to go, I would say, through it page by page before. Okay. And then I would like the KC folks to look at it, because mm-hmm. what we can do, incorporate some of their stuff into it.
Like this?
Yeah, we can put some of that stuff into this one. But Crosby had mentioned several times, we just need rules, and they don't know what the rules are.
Yeah.
And so that's what this is about, mm-hmm. is really setting the rules for employees and how we handle any number of things. But then we can take what they did, and I can work with Crosby and Michelle, and we can put that in here. And that's not a problem. I mean, a lot of that would fit right in here.
Sure.
We just have to work together on that. But the reason I say I think a work session would be great is because we could sit down for a couple hours and actually just, because it's going to be a whole meeting. We're not going to do it in 30 minutes. We're not going to do it in an hour. We need probably to set aside some time and really have a good discussion about some of these things, whether or not we want them in the handbook or not. And as I was reading, as I've gone through it, that's kind of where I ended up.
All right. Carrie, did you have something?
Well, I just think while the board members are reviewing this, you stated that the rural health care district has only two employees.
Two.
But I think the definition of eligible employee and employee here
means
everyone in KC that's paid in the payroll, as long as they're not seasonal or temporary.
All right.
So I think it would encompass more than two.
Okay, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carrie's right.
Yeah.
It would be anybody anybody that receives a paycheck from the district has to follow the rules.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I was just trying to stress that
that it's not Buffalo
EMS. It's not Buffalo EMS. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to set a work session date while we're on this topic?
Might as well.
Mm-hmm. Barry, what works best for you?
Whenever. I mean,
you never know for sure.
That's right. Until you pick a day, I can't tell you.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, is a Monday like this? Like we did with the...
Mondays are good. We're
same time, same place.
Same time, same place, just a different Monday.
2 weeks from now, give ourselves a break?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what that means.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 weeks from now is the 23rd.
Is that what you want to do then, set it for the 23rd?
I was just, if it's going to be a Monday.
23rd.
We could do it next Monday if we wanted to. I don't care.
I don't care either.
I think I'm gone the 23rd.
Are you? Okay.
How about next Monday then?
I can do that. Next Monday's the 16th.
I can do next Monday.
Let's do next Monday.
As long as it's in the afternoon, I can do next
Monday at 4?
How long do you think they have to go through this, baby?
Or do you want to do it earlier?
Well, that's what I was wondering. But can you do it earlier, Mark?
I'm off at 2:30.
I'd say let's give ourselves 2 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll get it.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
You want to start at 3?
Doesn't matter to me. I was worried it might be a 4-hour deal or something.
No, I mean, if we spent 4 hours, we've really gotten probably into the weeds. But because you're going to give me some direction, and then I'd like to go through the stuff that Crosby and Michelle have already done in conjunction with that and see where they mix and match and then where we need to move stuff in there. And we're going to need their advice on that.
So just that brings up a question. So this is kind of a subset that you guys have that deals with your EMTs? That kind of the idea that this was?
Yeah, it was basically an employee handbook, even though they were volunteers, because as a district, there was never a document that said you couldn't show up drunk or that you even had to be certified. I mean, so at some point...
Or you're going to be piss tested if you wreck an ambulance.
Yeah.
There was no responsibility for anybody.
That's so cool. We created all of that to have some accountability and CYA for you guys, really.
Yeah, I'm cool with all of that. My question is, does Buffalo EMS have something like that? See, Dave. Terry, do you guys have something that covers your EMTs?
Mm-hmm.
That's similar, where you have a little, like, here's our expectations? And
yeah, and along with a protocol handbook as well. You know, for
within your own organization. Yeah.
So, 4 p.m., Monday the 16th?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on the handbook? Okay. So, Aaron, you're here. You got that? Well, you want me to notify the bulletin?
Or? Well, I can. Is this room available on that Monday?
Should be. It's Monday. I think we can do it here. Okay. All right. Next thing on the agenda is the medical director agreement. I handed out an agreement that has some red type on it. This is the one that Dr. Goddard has gone through and looked at and made some suggestions. The agreement we have right now is in place that Dr. Schuler signed. I visited with Dr. Schuler yesterday or the day before. He said he's completely fine with signing the medical director agreement that he signed last year. The change would be that instead of being paid $12,000 a year, it'd be $6,000 with a $500 payment. And he's good to sign that effective July 1.
Barry, did you look at these?
I have not seen Dr. Goddard's changes.
They're not much here. Do you want to look at them?
Sure.
Here.
I didn't know if you guys wanted to take time to review that, have Barry look at it, make a decision at the June meeting, or if you wanted to discuss it now. It's up to the board.
Well, Marilyn, we've all read this and seen these. I haven't heard anybody. I mean, they look fine.
Yeah, I think if Barry says
they're cool,
put his pen penciled in there, I think we can pass
just
it.
Yeah, let's.
I agree.
Is Dr. Goddard's the same as Dr. Schuler's?
No,
a little different.
You know, he's got.
So I don't think we've all seen them.
You know. I don't know that it matters. Dr. Schuler's going to sign his for Buffalo EMS, and Dr. Goddard will sign his to be the medical director for
his changes are only so they fit in KC.
mean, they're relatively minor adjustments.
My only question is under, let's see, 2.2G that he added in there, what's that going to cost us?
Do
we need to budget
it? I think we need to have Barry look at it. And if there's, you know, he's talking about malpractice insurance. We've talked with...
He has to carry that.
No.
In Luke's proposal...
Provide physicians.
It sounds like the board would do that. So, I don't know. I've got a... That's something we need to look at.
And we don't do that with Dr. Schuler.
No.
No, he covers that.
He covers it.
Maintaining liability insurance for all entities.
Yeah, so that goes with what
you've written in there.
So if the board pays for the malpractice insurance, that paragraph comes out.
Okay.
But that would be the one thing that we need to look at. And I've got I can get a hold of Dr. Goddard and
find out how much that is.
See what he thinks there.
Huh. And that's never been an issue with Dr. Schuler, but
I think his was covered under his other.
That's what streets. I was thinking too.
Yeah, I don't know why his Goddard wouldn't be.
But I guess we just got to find out what it cost.
Yeah.
And two, it could be the level of care is going to be higher than what Buffalo EMS provides with paramedics and stuff down there. It could be part of the reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we need to find out what that.
So,
if it's expensive, I'm not sure what we do.
I remember when a couple years ago when we had that discussion with Dr. Schuler, I remember him saying it didn't cost him anything.
Not that much.
I don't know if it cost him, if I remember correctly, it didn't cost him anything to have that sort of as an endorsement on his policy.
That's what I thought.
I thought it was, because we asked him whether he was, somebody on the board asked him if it was costing him money and do we need to worry about that. And I think he said no.
That's what I
can't remember that too.
Yeah.
It's been several years ago.
So maybe that's just something we need to check in.
Yeah, we're checking with
Dr. Goddard, you know, maybe it isn't a big deal either.
So I don't know that you want to approve it at this meeting.
Mm-hmm. I don't
think
so. I think we should check it out and then come back to the board.
So my copy's missing page 4, so I don't know if there's any additional corrections on page 4.
Here, you can have it. You got the one that didn't have it. I knew there was one floating around somewhere.
Okay.
There's nothing on the back page. All right, so what I'm hearing is that we'll do a little investigating on that and come back to the board on that discussion at our next meeting.
Do you need a motion on that?
No, we don't.
Okay. Now, the 2022-23 budget. So we went through in KC and put together our tentative budget, and I came back and I added into our budget those lines about the out-of-county transfers. And the question came up, we added a bookkeeping line item in there, and we put in there $15,600 for like 20 hours of bookkeeping services a month. And the question came up about where we should put that $15,600. There was kind of a discussion. Some thought district-wide is the place to put that. The other discussion was put it in the KC's budget. So that's one of our discussion points. So I'm asking the board if they have any other. This is the meeting to talk about finalizing the budget that goes to the county commissioners. Is there any other
discussion on things to add, things to take out. Or is everybody happy with?
So, what we're doing here, this, we're breaking that out at 15.6 in additional bookkeeping. Isn't it specific to Casey or not?
Well, it is to do Casey's bookwork.
It's an expense.
It is an expense. It's.
I mean, it's.
I mean, it's kind of one way or the other how you look at it, I guess.
I agree.
I mean, is it district wide in the district wide because it's the board's responsibility to keep the be responsible for the books, or is it because it's KC? Does it go in KC?
I don't think it matters.
Either one. The way I look at it, I mean, they're doing district work because they're writing checks for the district.
Well, they were.
Yeah. So, I lean towards a district expense.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either.
I was just thinking, since it actually is dealing with their books, that if we want to be really descriptive and to see what those expenses are, my personal preference is there. But
in Casey,
that's just my personal preference.
You know, it doesn't make that much difference to me, but Marie makes a good point, and I have no problem putting it in the Casey thing either, because it wouldn't exist if we weren't doing that for the Casey thing, and I don't think it's a big enough item to worry about.
Okay.
It doesn't distort anything that much.
So what I'm hearing is that it's a consensus of the board to move that $15,600 into the KC budget, so we'll have to put a line item in the KC budget. Or is there something already there? Oh, there it is. So, there isn't. So we would need to add a line to the KC budget that reflects bookkeeping.
And it is specific to KC's deal.
Mm-hmm. I think that gives you a clear
picture. I'm okay with that.
I think that's a clearer picture of where those expenses
are.
Yeah.
I think I like that too.
Okay. So that's what we'll do.
What was it? 16 what?
$15,600.
Okay.
This makes their budget look kind of wonky. All right. Are there any other items that we need to consider in this budget? Do you want to look at any kind of capital, moving any kind of capital stuff over, or leave everything as is?
So knowing that we are having some success at out-of-county transfers, why wouldn't we include a number there, a conservative number?
You know, that's what I'm asking.
It's under other income.
Under out-of-county transfers, under the new line item.
That's a good point.
We could budget a
conservative number.
Yeah.
140. Yeah. I was going to say 40 or 50, but David's already said we pounded 95,000. Yeah. I don't know if we get all of 95,000.
The other thing that'll be the unknown is that does Rocky Mountain get their act together? So you don't know that. I would rather be on the conservative side and say the 50.
I like that too. Yeah. So we're talking about 95,000, but we're not going to get all that 95.
Well, depending on the verbiage that Sheridan Hospital agrees on, because some plans like Medicare, they'll say, okay, you can only charge so much, and then this will pay 80%. So it remains to be seen. I'm not 100% positive we're getting 100% of the 95,000.
Yeah.
I just need a little, another month or two to
But to the district, it'll be less 15% for sure.
Right, and that's why you have your
other
in the expense item as well.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with 50,000, putting that there, and then the 15%, of course, would be that number.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the board needs to see the agreement between.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can show you what we have currently for each patient. But
if Buffalo EMS owned their own ambulances and had an agreement, that's one thing. But with the
Well, the billing is going to go through us, so we have to have an agreement with the district. And I think probably since you've been working with them, you guys get that together.
I think it needs to be a blanket agreement rather than we're doing this every single time.
Barry,
just a question. I mean, can we take some sort of discount and just have our agreement with only the hospital and let them do the billing, or they hire us to do the transfers? And then they just pay, you just have an agreement with them. It's whatever the agreement, I mean, whatever the amount is, and then they're responsible for the billing and sending it off to Medicare and Medicaid or whoever it needs to go to, and we just get a check every month from Sheridan?
That was, that's certainly my impression of what was going to go on. Because we have an agreement with Rural Healthcare District, but we're doing this just to virtually to raise money to put back in the budget so we can make ends meet. And I don't have any desire to be billing out their calls. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort. You know, there is some, without any historical data, it's going to be really hard to project any kind of a number, so it makes sense to be very conservative this first year. And I think we should, Buffalo EMS should write up an agreement. Well, Rural Healthcare should write up the agreement and give it to, and Carrie and I can do that. Run it by the board at the next meeting, give it to the powers that be at Sheridan Hospital. They sign it, they don't. They do all the billing and we get our check. I agree with that.
It just seems like it'd make your life easier and the income more dependable because you're going to build whatever you end up billing $120,000 this budget year by end of June, and you might not have 10 or 15,000 of it paid by then.
Right.
Whereas otherwise, you could at least budget a little. I don't know.
The Rural Healthcare is not running any risk on this. I'm the only one running risk because I'm paying all the wages. And I'm buying all the fuel. And they renege on the deal and say, oh, the people that signed that didn't have the authority. I mean, something crazy in that regard. Then, it's not on the Rural Healthcare's back. It's going to be on my back. And because I'm really dipping into my,
We are using our equipment, though. We are using our equipment.
You're using ambulances.
Oh, well, yeah.
Free.
I mean, I'm buying the tires and I'm buying the fuel, and you're buying the ambulance.
What's the longest you should be hung out by the hospital about getting paid on these, in theory or in practice?
Well, Scott, we haven't really done it. And so Carrie and I need to have a sit-down with the head of the hospital over there and say, look, are you going to pay these? And when? And he says, we're not responsible for some crazy reason, which they've already signed that they were, then we're going to stop because it's draining my payroll budget.
But in your past, you've done transfers out of county transfers for them.
Yeah, but it's kind of hit and miss. Carrie, do you have any feel for percentage?
I'm just talking about how soon they paid.
How soon they paid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've had experience with
that. Carrie would know that.
Well, like I said, we've only received three payments, and those were based off of Medicare payments, and Medicare will pay right away. So it's above and beyond. Really, the ball is in the Sheridan Hospital. They've received some bills for the balance due on those accounts, and I have not received those.
My question, though, is we've done transfers at times for Sheridan.
Yeah,
do you recall how soon they paid?
But Sheridan didn't pay us ever.
Who did?
We just took
Medicare,
insurance, and at a very
Oh, so they're up until now they're guaranteeing that we're going to get paid.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we did it for them, but sometimes we might not get paid.
That's right.
So I would suggest if there's going to be a meeting between Buffalo EMS and Sheraton Hospital, I would like to see if Marie or somebody from the board could sit in at that meeting to represent the board. Yeah. Is there any?
I'm happy to do that.
Marie, are you good with that? Okay, so would you please notify Marie when that meeting takes place?
Absolutely.
Okay. Michelle.
What kind of letter is being filled out? Are you guys doing like a Medicare blanket statement stating that if this patient doesn't meet medical necessity, that Sheridan is taking full responsibility for transporting them?
You mean like on the water report? Or
no, like the letter that you're having Sheridan sign.
I haven't seen the letter. I can't answer it.
I don't have a copy here. It's.
And then if you do a contract, usually a blanket with them, saying that you're going to do transfers, they will, like, it doesn't matter if they want you to do 30 or you do 5. You have signed this blanket contract, and you will be doing all of them for this certain dollar amount per month. Like, there's something, they usually put something in there that they're not going to, like, you can't tell them no.
No.
Like, if you're going to take
so, so Buffalo EMS, Dave, you said you wouldn't sign something like that.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't agree to a contract, but we couldn't say no. All right, we're not going to write something up and give it to them and say, we expect you to pay us this much, and we're going to do every one of your transfers, and we'll do all the transfers, and we can't say no, because that's, in the ambulance world, that's ridiculous. We can't, there's no way to do that.
And then if it is that blanket letter that you're getting signed saying that, the doctor signs and says that they meet medical necessity, your insurance company has 6 months to answer all those. For it to go through denial processes, for you to rebill it with that Medicare statement or that Medicaid statement or that insurance statement. So before you get a bill back out to Sheridan, you may be looking at 7 or 8 months before you can actually even collect it.
Yeah, we talked about that, I think, at our last meeting about it could be, so we've got this agreement with Buffalo EMS to do these out-of-county transfers for 6 months, the end of June, that agreement goes away, and we were talking, but it might be another 2 or 3 months before we ever see what we generated.
Right, if we are doing what we currently, and mm-hmm. I agree that maybe Barry idea to simplify it, have mm-hmm. them bill it, they just pay us per transfer, a lump sum mm-hmm. per city, but that does not mean that we have to take every transfer, and they're not only using us, they're using other agencies as well. We're not their only backup.
Okay. So but we're actually on the budget.
Yeah.
So what I heard is that the board has a consensus that under other income, we should put a number in there, yeah. Probably.
I think Scott's after a line item just for.
Not other income, out of.
Put it in the out of county
transfer
line.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So is that.
Yeah. But why would there be an expense item?
Because you have to pay Buffalo EMS the
15%.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Yeah, and then I'm wondering if an ambulance breaks down or we lose some freaky thing.
We've talked about that.
That expense line,
or does
that come out as something else? I mean, I don't think we can.
I mean, we all have
same
concern.
I don't think we can budget anything for that.
I don't think
because the chances are. So, all right. So what I'm hearing is that in the final budget, we will put $50,000 as an estimated income for out of
net income
county.
From it.
Yeah. Net income from out of county.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want that to be net?
Do we need to put that?
Well, would it be net? No, it would be gross.
It'd be gross because
just put $50,000 in there and leave it be.
Okay. And do we have to have a line where
you buy in June, I'll buy in
September. And it's here.
Yeah.
It's here. I put it in this.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have that.
And then you have to put in.
You're gonna owe me. You've okay. seen so that, don't you?
I could use
this. This is gross. So we have to put in.
This wasn't a cruel bet.
Yes, it wasn't a cruel bet.
Right.
Yeah. And in that new budget that I sent out, there's a line for that.
Right.
Okay.
Are you always a cash accountant?
All right. You two can chit chat after the meeting.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Anything else on our budget? Going once.
Do we have to approve it? A motion, or are we okay with?
No. Okay.
We do.
Yeah.
I'd make we approve the budget with the changes we've done.
All right.
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. That made it really official. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on then to new business. And Dave, did you say you had something under new business?
Oh, I do. We have a battery in one of the power cots that is needs to be replaced, and it's a $525 item. And I'd just like the board's consensus to go ahead and order that.
I move to approve that.
I second.
Okay, all those in favor of approving the purchase of the battery for the power cot, say aye.
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 Opposed. Okay. And then that'll come out of, since it's a power cot, that comes out of district-wide? Is that what?
That's correct. Yeah. It's not a repair or maintenance. It's just...
Yeah. Part of the power cut, yeah. Basically. So, for people that aren't familiar with that, we have a district-wide line item that covers high-dollar expenses. Buffalo EMS doesn't have to buy power cots, AEDs, you know, the physio control, automatic defibrillators, any of the radio equipment, any of those high-dollar costs. Telemetry, Lucas, whatever, that's covered by the Rural Health Care District, just for information. And that battery ties, it makes sense to me, it ties right to the power cot. So, okay, any other new business?
I don't know if it's under new business. Are you going to bring up the regional EMS listening sessions for 17?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't put that on the agenda, but
I did.
The governor's task force through the Department of Health and the Office of EMS has been working on trying to figure out how Wyoming can take care of rural EMS, because every county has its problems financing EMS. And so they set up these listening sessions. I sent an email out to everybody about those. And the first, they're doing it by region. And so the region one, and which is the region that Buffalo EMS is in, will be in Gillette, May 17th, at the county library at 9. And then May 17th, in Casper, it'll be at 3, and I'm not positive where that's located.
Wyoming Oil and Gas.
Oh, yeah, the Oil and Gas Commission. So they were looking for elected officials, EMS people, to attend those listening sessions. And they're basically open to anybody that has any kind of ideas or big plan on how to help cover these things, to attend those listening sessions. And I said Jim was going to drive on May 17th, so anybody that wants to ride along can.
And part of this is they split our district. KC's in the...
Well, KC's always been in the trauma district.
Yes, trauma district. They go to Casper. And Buffalo and Minnesota goes in July.
They split Johnson County kind of in half, but...
But is that something that's come out of some kind of discussion at the state level or something?
The governor's task force.
Well, the trauma districts have always been in place.
With that design?
With that design.
Okay.
But these...
Doesn't mean that we've got to go that way. That's where they're meeting to have the discussion.
So are we going to those meetings as a board with a certain message? Or are we going with individual messages? Each one of us feels. You know, we start arguing about each other.
I'm just going to listen.
Just listen to see what they're...
We don't have any comment we're going to make, or...
I answer any questions they have, I guess, but hopefully Dave will...
Are you guys going?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all there. Shouldn't be any problem.
And Crosby's going to go, and I don't know if Michelle... I'll probably have to stay in KC if Crosby's gone.
So are we doing is listening?
It's called a listening session, but I'm sure that they're going to ask...
Questions,
opinions, ideas, whatever.
So is there a movement towards regionalization?
Yes.
Or is there a movement towards regionalization?
There is.
Which means what?
Don't know until they tell us.
That's what these listening sessions are about. And there is even that ARPA money that came to the state, they have... allocated some funds to like pilot projects. So if we, I'm not sure what all to expect at the listening sessions either, but I know there's been talk through the self-care task forces about regionalizing and how you would do that, what it would look like. It's still so kind of up in the air.
So, you know, you read so much about all the problems that districts or have the smaller ones. So is there going to be a solution in terms of like the state start stepping up and ponying up some money?
Barry, is there 17 million set aside for this regionalization pilot projects?
I don't remember the exact number. There's some set aside, and then there's additional money set aside for the governor's. He has a discretionary amount, which is includes some EMS stuff in that, and I don't. It's not any particular number.
So I think we're going to have to go to these listening sessions, and they want to. The way I took it is they want to hear what we see as issues and going into the future, what we see as needs, and how to address.
And I don't
those.
Think they're. I mean, I think anybody can go to these things.
They can.
It isn't just ambulance services, or I think anybody can go there.
I think it'll be pretty crowded.
Yeah.
Actually, but anyway, that's the only information as far as the listening session I have.
Son of a gun, don't know. What do you think about that?
So
cool.
There's, you know, I don't think it's some person wants to jump right off in and say, yeah, I think we need to be cautious about what we do in the county as far as moving forward with something like that. Any other new business?
I'd like to thank Gary for the report on the ambulance calls. That's very helpful. Everybody has it in their packet. It shows what's going on. Explains a lot about our income.
Okay. We still on our agenda have public comment. So I'm asking for public comment. Dan?
I was on the website of the Rural Healthcare District, and I was trying to prepare myself a little bit for this meeting, and the latest minutes that were on the website were only until February 22. I was wondering where March and April were, why they're not on the website.
Well, April was just approved today. March, I send those to the commissioner's office, and it's at their discretion when they post them. It's not our website; it's the county website.
So I need to ask.
I think what we need to do is talk to. They have a new lady up there doing it. I think we need to just make more of an effort to make sure that those get posted in a timely manner, because that's not a good thing. Thanks,
but they're just 1 month off.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is when I'll give them the April, because they can't post it until they're approved.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Answer that.
Yes.
Okay. Public comment.
Yeah, I have some.
Okay. Cindy.
Cindy Barlow. I took Mr. Hicks's advice this last meeting and took the time to read through 2020 in 21 minutes just to kind of get a feel and, like you said, educate myself. So I did. When we look at the purchase contract that we're talking about with this new land out there by the fire department, when did the board, all of the board members, see that contract? Did everybody see it before you guys approved it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Marie, did you see it?
I'll be honest with you, I don't remember.
Okay. And on the 13th of April, 2020, Mr. Hicks, you had mentioned that you needed to form a building committee for the new building that was taking place. And there was nothing in the meeting minutes that anybody, there was the talk of the $500,000 and some chit-chat back and forth, but nobody ever established a building committee. Do we know who that building committee is?
I thought the wording was supposed to be that the chairman could select any other board member she wanted to investigate it.
Yeah, there's been no committee formed.
Okay. Because that was the motion. So you just decided not to?
No, we haven't done it yet. I don't think we're where we... one of our other meetings, we voted to do the research. Was that a couple, three meetings ago?
Yeah.
So once that was approved, then we can set up a committee.
It also said investigate any other funding sources.
And so no committee has been formed?
No.
Not a building committee, no.
And so when you approached the school board to talk about buying the land from the school board, there was a sketch that was provided to them to understand the building.
Yeah, there was a little drawing.
Oh, was there? Oh, yeah, excuse me. That was the drawing, a little drawing of what a building would look like.
Yeah.
And who created the drawing?
Clary. The Clary building. Just told him to come up with a little design so we knew what the footprint would be if it would even work up there. So there was nothing official about that. It just was a conceptual idea.
You know, when Mr. Schrader came to the board meeting, he had made the recommendation to do a traffic study. And I know you guys have been through this a lot, but it seems like there's never an answer. Is there any consideration or study that's been done on this lot in this area to find that it's the right spot for Johnson County?
Well, the answer to that was that we have YDOT information, we have traffic counts, we had all of that.
I think the board decided it wasn't necessary, primarily.
We didn't vote on that.
There was no discussion. The discussion's been things like it's never been a problem for Fire District 1. You know, I don't know what you'd get from that anyway. I guess
just looking at the best interest of Johnson County and trying to make sure that our residents have that best possible location to the hospital. I guess it was an interesting question to me. The other one that was brought forward that I think is incredibly relevant, where the fire district has already bought all of this land and this huge facility with taxpayer dollars. Now we have another entity buying two lots from a tax district to another tax district for $80,000.
Yeah.
Why didn't we consider the lease of the $1?
We did.
And
we approached them with that. They said we represent different taxpayers because their district is different than ours.
We're geographically the same one by tax district.
Cindy, I want to address that.
Cindy, they're just the northern part. We're the whole county.
You're correct. And what we try to get them to see is that one area is getting taxed, are paying twice.
Mm-hmm.
They did not see that. They did not understand it to be that way. And they felt like they were doing their taxpayers fiscally responsibility. And so that's the way that
went. I think that's a question you really need to bring up at the fire meeting. If you want to, why did they do that?
Well, my question is more for this board, because you moved funds from a reserve fund to an expenditure fund for land for this facility to someday be built. And so I want to have a better understanding of why we are paying, using taxpayer dollars to then again pay
them. Because they were,
perhaps your attorney could clarify.
They're a separate entity as a district. It was their decision to charge for it. We said, okay.
And we have that kind of money in this district, which we don't.
Well, we've been spending a lot of money just operating, a lot of money we don't have. And this is moving it like out of, this money isn't gone, Cindy. It's in real estate. It still has value.
No, Mr. Hicks, so yes, I do. And Mr. Hicks, I'm going to counter that with, no, you don't. You have a special warranty deed coming forward in this deed. You will give the first right of refusal back to the fire district for $80,000. Mm-hmm. There will be no appreciation other than the building. So it's not an investment.
I didn't say it was an investment. I just said the money's not gone.
Okay. So, I mean, let's move. Do you have some more?
You know, I do. I don't know how much time you really have. And actually, I would like to see your guys' emails put on the website so that I can make some requests for information.
That was the commissioner's secretary's been told that is going up.
Great.
So you will have that.
Because there's no way for
in
people
past,
to do a FOIA
you know,
to this board.
You know, people didn't want their emails out there, but we have emails specific to a rural health care district, and those emails will be available. I mean, they were always available anyways, but now we've got a specific email for all the board members.
Did you get those? I saw you had a message asking for those.
And I thought you
did,
but
I had to go through Carrie because I couldn't get all yours.
Did you get them?
Yeah.
I did finally get them.
Yeah,
but I think it's even better that they're on the website.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
What's county policy on charging on FOIA?
There isn't.
So the county, there is. There's a resolution on labor and copies cost, but there's a threshold.
Yeah.
So.
And you can also receive them digitally based off of.
Yeah. Okay. Any other public comment?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to understand more on your voucher system and who holds the credit cards in KC.
Crosby Taylor, the director of KC Ambulance, has the credit card.
Okay. And so when I'm looking at the balances from just the Visa charges to the KC budget, I'm not seeing numbers that balance. So is your because evidently it's being put on Visa and maybe not being vouchered out in the right direction. Do you require that all of the expenditures through the Visa card, like today, you don't see those on here, you just see the expenditure lines? I noticed that in 2021, they changed exponentially thanks to the going through the meeting minutes. And, I mean, we need to have, as far as I'm concerned, as a public, you know, person within Johnson County, more accountability of how things are being spent in KC.
Yeah.
And that we are not afraid to ask those questions, and that it's clearly coming across that our money is being spent in the best direction.
Yes, now let me address that. There is more accountability. The receipts, the board sees all the receipts. They may be totaled in the final thing, but the receipts are all there. If they don't have a receipt, they have to fill out an affidavit with the dollar amount on that. We followed the auditor's recommendations to a T. So for you to accuse KC of not handling their stuff, I wish you would hold up on that. Because there's probably stuff you don't realize. Crosby?
Well, and since I've been hired as director, I have every month prepared a credit card report with every charge, which account it went to, and what that charge was for, but that go along with the voucher and the receipts, which you all know because you've seen those. So, yes, I'm very offended that somebody's accusing me of improperly.
Well, I didn't hear an accusation. Actually,
okay, so before we hold up, before we get into a big deal, just address the chairman, okay? So I don't end up with a whole bunch of back and forth.
Well, I'm just going to answer her, just because we do get them. We do send a breakout of all their expenses and who they're paid to and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mileage and meals, we see it all. Always have.
I was greatly concerned when I read the report of when there was an actual letter that's in the meeting minutes that was addressing KC expenditures and uniforms and belts and boots and stuff like that. And then when I was looking at the calls versus the mileage versus the actual fuel charges, as a public person doing the numbers, it wasn't adding up. So maybe I was going into it too deep, but I feel like we can be offended, but we can't be afraid
Cindy,
to ask the question.
Just talk to me, okay?
Well, I apologize that he's offended, but I also look at it and say we can't be afraid to ask the question for accountability.
No, and those questions have all been asked, and they've all been answered, and we are moving into a new bookkeeping agreement. We've budgeted for it. We've gone through all that. Our safeguards are in place. Our internal controls have been addressed, and I am good with it. I don't know. Any of you all want to address it any further?
No.
It's a concern. It's been addressed, and we are.
And I think Cindy has the right to ask it if she doesn't understand it.
Yep,
so.
Absolutely.
Agree.
Okay. Any other public comment? All right.
I move for adjournment.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.